Hi Kitima, how are you? I haven't heard anything from you in a while.
I was so busy with my paperwork. I hate bureaucracy.
Do you mean Einwohnermeldung?
Oh yeah, it was so stressful. So many people in the queue.
We wanna go to a Christmas market. Do you wanna join? It might be helpful to you to work off the stress.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Christmas market, I've heard of it, but I've never been to one.
What? You live in Germany now and you haven't been to a Christmas market yet? It is almost the 24th, then it's over.
Do you at least know what Glühwein is?
Sorry guys, no.
Too bad, you need to try it, it's so good.
It's the first time I'm celebrating Christmas in Germany. If you say that all this is part of it, I'll come along.
Sure, it's part of what Christmas means to us.
Before we arrive, can you guys tell me what this Christmas market actually is and where it comes from? What the hell has Glühwein to do with it?
Well, do you really want us to give you a lecture about it?
Not a lecture, stupid. I'd just like to know what it's all about and why people go there.
To be honest, I don't know much about the history, but hang on a second, I'll Google it.
You're from England, right?
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but don't you have Christmas markets in England as well nowadays?
You could be right, but in the area I come from, we really don't have such things. It's pretty conservative there.
Oh, I found something. Listen, Wikipedia says that actually the tradition of Christmas markets comes from Austria. We Germans copied it as well. In 1434, we had our own real big Christmas market.
That one was in Dresden, wasn't it? I've always wanted to go there, but unfortunately I could never make it.
Dresden? Where's Dresden?
In the east of Germany, it used to be part of the DDR.
Oh.
I mean GDR in English.
Oh, interesting.
Anyway, it's all about food, small gifts and Glühwein.
You'll understand the rest when you see it. Finally we are here. First thing to do, get a Glühwein.
Look over there, we can get one there.
I have to admit that I'm excited.
Easy going, man.
Chill.
It's so full. Wait here, girls. I'll get us the drinks.
Okay, and that's gonna take a while. I hope Aaron won't get lost.
Oh, I like the atmosphere here. All the lights and the crowds of people. Amazing. I'm so positively surprised.
Have you noticed all the little stands yet? They're full of stuff.
What kind of stuff?
Look over there. They sell little angels made of paper. Aaron loves those. He always buys one every year. I can't understand that. Freak.
What's the... Oh my god. So can I buy him one for Christmas?
If you want to give him a present, then that would be the perfect choice.
Hi girls, here we go. Feels like it took me hours to get the odd stuff, but finally, here for you.
Oh, thanks. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
So, what have you been talking about in my absence?
This and that.
I've discovered the stand with the paper angels.
Oh, they are so cool.
Blah, blah, Kitima. You haven't made a comment on the Glühwein yet, have you?
Well, it's hot, it's sweet, but not sweet at the same time. I think I could get used to it.
I didn't like my first Glühwein either, but you definitely get used to it. By the way, Glühwein comes from the Romans. There, it was common. I asked a guy at the stand.
What more do you want to see? The runabout, chestnuts, or more stands with homemade gloves, jumpers, and scarves?
More little cute things like angels, jewelry, and lamps.
Ooh, stop. I think I need a break. I like it here, but that's a bit too much input for my British brain for the first time.
Germans are weird, aren't they?
But one question, are there different Christmas markets in Germany?
Yes, for example, there are some middle-aged Christmas markets where people wear costumes and listen to ancient music. And there are also salesmen who represent their traditional food and drinks.
Yeah, you often find things which aren't common. You can only find them at the Christmas market, like Glühwein and Poffertjes from the Netherlands. You should have a taste of them too.
Let's just have another cup of Glühwein and then leave this place. Maybe we can come back here in the next day.
That sounds like a plan.
And next year I'll be accustomed to all this and can go to Dresden with you. I'd love to see that market.